שאלה של מה אדם בחיים, רק אם נתאחר נצא מהסתרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע, רק אם נתאחר נצא מהסתרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע, תן לנו את הכוח מרצון להתחבר, על הכל ביחד נתגבר, נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר, תן לנשמה להתעורר. ננסה לבד, אף פעם לא נמצא, מהי השיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה? נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע, נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע, תן לנו את הכוח מרצון להתחבר, על הכל ביחד נתגבר, נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר, תן לנשמה להתעורר. רצון להתחבר, על הכל ביחד נתגבר, נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר, תן לנשמה להתעורר.
לכן לבקש על עצמו זה כמו לחתוך את עצמו.
For oneself is like cutting oneself off from the life of lives. However, we do not feel that and we're confused about it. But one who starts seeing the system, it is very simple. I dwell among my own people. And we only have to ask for that, to also belong to that same divinity, to the same system where everyone is included. However, from us, from our perception, it is hidden. This is the concealment. Therefore, one should not ask of the Creator to bring him closer, to bring him closer to him, because that would be insolence on the part of men. I, of course, will not say anything against Rabash, but I would even say that it is foolishness on behalf of the person. He doesn't know what he's doing. He is actually distancing himself from the good. Because in what is he more important than others? Whereas, if he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the collective or the whole of the souls, that divinity is in the dust, this collective, in his eyes, it is in the dust. In truth, it is not in dust. In truth, the Creator is there, and it is full of the light of En Sof, and there is no flaw in it, except whatever appears to the person because of the shattering in him. Then he prays for it to rise in his eyes. That is, that the Creator will light up its darkness. Its darkness, necessarily all of Israel will rise in their degree with respect to the person. It is all with respect to the person. And also the person who is asking will also be a part of the collective, of the public. So, how should we see reality correctly? That is the question. Me, the divinity, the creator, what is going on? Should I advance all of them, everyone, to the end of correction? Or should I correct everything only in my eyes, and besides me, everything is corrected, and there is no problem in the world, but the problem is only in me? How should we arrange reality? Go ahead.
L'chaim Avrim, and thank you for giving Africa the opportunity to have this space and time in this Yeshivat Avrim. Firstly, I just want to tell the friends that sometimes, or most times, you probably won't see us in the screens there, but most of the friends are screening from a Zoom program. They are there. We are trying to find a solution in order to connect to the galaxy system. As we know, in Africa, we are limited and restricted with the high cost in data, but we are overcoming these challenges that none else besides him has given us, and we continue, a small group of us, to represent the African Kli to the world Kli every morning. We are there. We want to also be a part of this correction of humanity, and we continue to be a force within this Gemar Tikkun that we all want to achieve and as quickly and as hastened as possible. So thank you for this opportunity again, and I've been asked to give the friends a feedback on how do we currently arrange this reality. Do I need to advance others to Gemar Tikkun, or am I the problem in the system? Well, how often has Rav given us this wisdom that we are, the individual is the problem in this whole system, this will to receive in this egoistic state that takes us out of this unity, that takes us out of this connection, is what we've got to be so sensitive every single second and every single moment, that when we hear that we are annulling ourselves, that we continue to only think of the friends, that we only pray for the friends. How do we do this? It's only with the 10, it's only with the group, it's only with each other. We need each individual part, each with their rishimot and their qualities in this environment in order for us to obtain these hisarons. And how do we do this? We need to be sensitive. We need to not see the friends and the bodies. We need to see this desire for the revelation of the Creator and the salvation of humanity. And friends, we can only do this as a unit, as a connection, integrated into each other's hearts. There's so much stuff going on. We hear what's happening all over the world. Friends, Africa is no different. We are a small group representing over 1 billion people in this huge continent, surrounded by water and surrounded by other continents. But guess what? It's only one planet. It's one system, and we all concealed from the Creator. No individual can obtain it alone. We need each other. We need to integrate. We need to overcome above reason. Whatever challenges and obstacles we have, the individual is the problem in the system. But in unity and in connection, we are sure to obtain Gemar Tikkun, friends. And I can only say to all of you there and all of you in the world clear that each morning is there with Rav and with Rav, let's do it. We can only do it together in our connection, and then humanity will follow. Let's be the example. L'chaim Avarim.
צריך שידמה לו שחברו עובד את השם יתברך יותר ויותר ממנו. בקינת סופרים תרבה חוכמה. והתחזק על ידי זה בעבודת השם יותר ויותר. וזהו, כל אחד נכווה מחופתו של חברו. פירוש, לשון התלהבות. על ידי שיראה שחופתו של חברו גדולה משלו, תבער בו אש, ויתלהב נפשו לעבודת הבורא יתברך יותר, וישיג השגות אלוקות יותר.
מה, אתה היית בלי? Portugal, please speak. Женя, please speak.
Come on, people, gather around above this time and space. Come on, people, gather around, find a higher place. Come on, people, gather around, the circle awaits. Come on, people, gather around, put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Leading the circle, come our way. Leading the circle, unite and play. Leading the circle, let the love shine night and day. Leading the circle, come our way. Leading the circle, unite and play. Leading the circle, let the love shine night and day. Come on, people, gather round above this time and space. Come on, people, gather round, let's find a higher place. Come on, people, gather round, the circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round, put a smile on your face. Free your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Leading the circle, come our way. Leading the circle, unite and play. Leading the circle, let the love shine night and day. Leading the circle, come our way. Leading the circle, unite and play. Leading the circle, let the love shine night and day. Leading the circle, come our way. Leading the circle, unite and play.
I'm going to speak in Portuguese. I want to share with you the yearning of our 10 from Portugal, Spain. There's a difference between real envy and fake envy. It's not the same. Artificial envy or real envy. The real envy is when the friends are really huge. They're with the books, with the friends, in the group, with excitement. And then little by little, you start to see how your friends are the greatest, how every one of them has a special something in him, an attainment of the Creator. I really am waiting to be there with you, L'chaim.
Beloved friends, this is certainly a very exciting state. I take my tent with me everywhere, every moment in my life. And if I have an opportunity in corporeality to take them to Yeshivat Chaverim, of course I'll take advantage of this moment. So all of my ten, or most of my ten, is sitting right here next to me. And for that, I want to thank the Creator, because this ten is a ten that is concerned about raising the deficiency to the Creator, concerned about taking advantage of every moment to raise the deficiency, and also the deficiency for the deficiency to the Creator. Truly, it's a whole kli, a field blessed by the Lord. And actually, through the power of the ten we had here on last Friday, on last weekend, we had here a congress of people on duty from all the groups in Israel, a congress that was truly amazing, and it was a huge success. And that too was thanks to the thought of the group, thanks to the concern of the ten for completing us and doing everything possible so that this gathering will succeed. The friends in all the groups came back full of forces and inspired, and for sure we're going to see that. We'll see it in that they will succeed in implementing the work, not simple work, that they need to do between them in order to make the groups bigger, in order to add all of those who are like an additional circle around the group, to add them in as an additional force for the group. And for sure, that will be the success of all of us. And in the same opportunity, I want to remind everyone that next week, Sunday, we are going to have a unity evening. All of our friends from all of Israel will come here, and we will fill up this building with joy and great happiness. The joy will be about the opportunity that the Creator is arranging for us to again rise and demand, through the unity between us, demand His half a shekel. And for sure, together with Rav, of course, we will have a lesson, which will be, of course, with Rav. And we will do this work with great promise on the name of our 10 number 8, the electricians, L'chaim, friends.
Thank you, friends. What an honor to be speaking with you today. I was asked to speak about the what we gain from ascents and descents, and we did a workshop with our friends here, and what we came up with is that it's a complete system. We need both pieces. The ascents reveal a taste for Him, a desire for Him, and the descents reveal the space and the distance that we have between us and Him. It's an importance for us, though, that we have to invest in, because we have to be that old man that's searching for something that he hasn't lost yet. We have to awaken the descents. We have to ask for the ascents, and he gives us and shows us the distance, but it's the yearning for connection. Friends, thank you for this honor. We love you. L'chaim, brothers.
L'chaim.
ומין שחקים מזיר שם מבפנים לפרוך את המסך זאת צדיקים שם מתבאר ויעירו יחדם האור והחושך זאת צדיקים שם מתבאר ויעירו יחדיו האור
Creator, as is written about him, he is a hiding God. He hides himself on purpose until the person scrutinizes precisely the kelim, the elements, the qualities, the desires, the thoughts that are all focused in such a focus that the Creator can become a bit more apparent to the person. This is why it takes so long until we reach the matter of the prayer, even though we talk about it to begin with, but and we hear that everything is attained only through the force of the prayer, that we should turn to Him, and I wish He'd pray all day, but we see that it always disappears. This component is one that disappears, that we prefer, we choose to do all kinds of actions besides prayer. And when we already leave all of the other actions and turn to the request, to the prayer, to an attitude towards the Creator Himself as the source of everything, then it is a sign that we have already come out to the road, the way that is the right one. The right way in the right direction.
No.
Well, the rest we will scrutinize from the excerpts.
What a great excitement here in the group of Revadim for this opportunity that has been given to us to speak. But truly, after the Rav speaks, it's really hard to get out something from ourselves, but we're going to try anyway. The Creator is in the center of the group, and in order for us to get to the center of the group. He passes us through all the different states where we have to ask His greatness. And His greatness, we can receive it only if we annul ourselves to the friends. And this is why we have been given all the measures that we need in order for us to reach this prayer. Because nothing physical can help us for the heart to reach the inner prayer. So, let us pray for everyone who are here with us, who are not here, so we can create this unity where we feel the center of the group, where we feel Him, when this inner force, where we equalize with Him. L'chaim, friends.
Привет, дорогие друзья.
Hello, dear friends.
Я сегодня хочу начать.
I want to start today from the fact that I have a great privilege to speak today in this tremendous, huge Yeshivat Haverim that is connecting all of us. When I am with the friends, that each one of them is a part of the world Kli of Bnei Baruch, I want to say that a prayer is turning to the Creator. But before you come to this prayer, you go through many states. All kinds of obstacles of life, unpleasant things. At first, I didn't even understand it, that we have to think about or talk about prayer. It was very far away. I was in a realm where I have no orientation, but when I'm constantly with the friends and with the lessons, from that you come to the conclusion that only the friends are ahead of you. Behind you is the Creator who is pushing us ahead, always giving us the opportunity and the possibility to advance. However, we can advance only together when we make common efforts to reach Him.
And
we only have to connect our common efforts into one soul, then we will see how the Creator is working on us, correcting us, and arranging us. He arranges us so that we will be like Him. To be Him is our destiny. So let us put together all of our efforts and exertions. I love you. L'chaim.
Lay, 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 lay отчего мое сердце страдает? Куда-то рвется оно. Ой, покажите мне, друзья.
Дня без ночи никак не бывает. И до рассвета нам вместе, ведь мы одна душа.
Ах, утро светлое,
светлое,
ясное,
ясное.
Эх, дорога длинная, вы, друзья, прекрасные.
Ой, и веселись, моя душа. Ах, утро светлое, светлое, ясное, ясное. Эх, дорога длинная, вы, друзья, прекрасные. Ой, и веселись, моя душа.
Ой, отчего мое сердце страдает? Куда-то рвется оно. Ой, я покажись мне, друзья.
Дня без ночи никак не бывает. И рассвета нам вместе, ведь мы одна душа. Ах, утро светлое, светлое, ясное.
Добрый, мягкий, живой, очень древний. А самое главное, он, вот он хочет, чтобы его...
The friends are happy, and the most important, they are waiting for our connection. We are waiting for the meeting with Rav. This is going to be it. Finally is our opportunity to light a big fire and bring happiness to the whole world Kli. We are waiting for this moment, and we are waiting so we can all melt together in this unity and unite. We'll meet you in the Congress.
Этот клип, который мы сейчас просмотрели, это на самом деле...
The clip we just watched.
Единое действие, которое было, мы два раза уже ездили в Молдову, и такой подготовительный процесс...
There is really one action that, you know, we were already twice in Moldova as a part of the preparation process for this common Congress of all the Russian-speaking friends. So these seem to me discrete actions, but really the purpose is one, to gather everyone in this Congress that now requires all of us to be together. Each one who will sit here, who is sitting here, if you look around, these are our friends, those who now, every second, every day, every hour, are in the same prayer. Don't be shy. Look at them. These are the people that we're going to the goal, towards the goal together. Guys, this is what we're studying from Rav, from our teachers. The Creator gets contentment from it. He enjoys it. He is waiting for us to ask of Him, for us to reach the prayer, so that we will wait for this force that He gives us, and we will act. When we go together with the friend, it's a lot simpler. And this pleasure and the joy that comes from it, we're always ready for it. When we hear a lesson, when we're performing some action of connection, most importantly is that each one of you should know that when you ask, when we ask together, the Creator always hears. You should be certain of that. Our force comes from that. When we ask together, the Creator answers. L'chaim.
סוף העולם שמגיעים ורואים את כל הים שהים מעלה גלב ברוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם שמה
וחוזרים לאחורם ושוקטים יד נשברים וחוזרים לאחורם ושוקטים ואינם יכולים לשלוט ולשטוף בעולם ואינם יכולים לשלוט ולשטוף העולם שהים מלא גלב ורוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם שמגיעים ורואים את כל הים כשהים מעלה גלם ברוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם ורואים את כל הים מיד נשברים וחוזרים לאחוריהם ושוקטים מיד נשברים
From Likutei Shoshana. A person should always pray for his friend, since one cannot act much for himself, since a prisoner cannot release himself from prison. However, for his friend, he is quickly answered. And each one should pray for his friend, and thus one does his friend's desire and the other does his, until all are answered. And this is as they said, Israel are guarantors for each other, Arevim. Arevim means also sweetness, since they mitigate it, they sweeten it for each other by their prayer, when each one prays for his friend, and by that they are answered. Again, one should always pray for his friend, since one cannot do much for himself, since a prisoner cannot release himself from imprisonment. However, for his friend, he is answered quickly. And each one should pray for his friend. And thus, one does his friend's desire, and his friend does his, until they are all answered. And this is as they said, Israel are guarantors for each other. Arevim zeraze. Arevim also means sweet, from sweetness, since they they sweeten each for each other in their prayer, where each one prays for his friend, and by that they are answered. From Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana.
Chaim Ben Baruch.